seems like a statement of the obvious. It's completed an effort that this football team has played from start to finish this season. Are you pleased with that?
Well, I think we're making some headway and we're making progress, but you know, it's pretty easy to see that we left a little on the table too. So, you know, we're still a work in progress, yes, but better off today than we were way back. So,
Coach, can you talk about your defensive effort? Another good strong outing.
I thought we did an excellent job, with the exception of two drives. You know, and the two long drives that they had, and got some extended plays. You know, some. And they were, and it's not so much that they, you know, that they scored as much as it was that we just made some nonsensical mistakes, errors that allowed it to happen. That's so. I mean, those are the things we're talking about, where we just have to make some improvement, and a couple of areas we didn't.
Coach, defensively, you start out with a big interception, preventing them from scoring to start out the game, and then you come back and hit Curry for that touchdown. So you guys take that early lead. What was the significance of that and your reaction to that scenario?
Well, you just keep on playing. I mean, the reaction to any scenario is you just keep on playing. There's, you know, there's 170 snaps in a ball game and 60 minutes, and you know, the first 4 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it is just a part of that. So, you know, that's what you have to do.
Coach, Morgan hasn't played since the All-Star game. Can you just kind of talk about how you thought he played tonight, two interceptions, and his first action back?
Well, same way. I thought he did some very, very fine things. And, you know, obviously the interceptions were big. I mean, to get four interceptions is very significant in the ball game. Part of that, even though we didn't get sacks, we had some pressures. You know, we forced him to move around a little bit and made him somewhat uncomfortable. You know, it's good to get interceptions. Now, you know, that doesn't give him a complete grade. I mean, he still, you know, had some issues too, like all of us did. But you know, turnovers are major, always major.
Coach, can you evaluate the state of your running game right now?
Needs work.
Yeah. With the exception of a few big runs, do those numbers really skew what you did tonight? It was just kind of a struggle to pick up anything consistent.
Well, we didn't have the consistency there, and we had to throw the ball, and that allowed us to keep drives alive. You know, you'd like to be able to do it, you know, with the running game and have and create a little bit more balance, but you know, we're not there yet, quite obviously.
Coach, can you talk about Jake? He had almost 400 yards of total offense, and specifically about his connection with Tyler.
Well, you know, he's connected with everybody, you know, and it's not just Tyler. You know, if Tyler's uncovered, that's who we'll throw to, and if he's not, then we better be throwing to somebody else. So, you know, it's you know, the nature of the offense, you've heard me say so many times, is about balance, and it's about balance and who you get the ball to. And you know, if we're not getting it to the open receivers, then we got to find another quarterback. And Jake's been pretty decent about, you know, finding the right guys. And I think, you know, when he threw to Tyler, it was because Tyler was open for the most part. And same is true with any of the other guys. So, and he's pretty. They're both good about working within the system, I think.
Coach, Travis Green is another guy who had two interceptions tonight. And toward the beginning of the season, I know that he was considered to be more effective against the run than against the pass. What has he shown you these last few weeks, and then especially tonight, that's put him out there on the field consistently against the pass?
Well, you know, he's just he was a, you know, a backup, and you know, he's just one of those guys that wanted to play so badly that he was willing to do what he had to do in order to get himself on the field. He's a very fine athlete, you know, runs well, physical as well. And, you know, he played against the run because he had to play against the run. And tonight he had to play against pass, and, you know, he played pretty well. You know, except when you intercept fourth down throws, they're supposed to knock him down. Nitpicking, I guess, but by the same token, I'm pleased with the way he's played, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, and if you're going to play that position, you better be able to play against the run and the pass.
Any comment on his status?
He's still number one. Okay, we haven't demoted him for anything.
Coach, for here for a while, Tech was rushing three, dominating, looked like it caused some confusion up front. What adjustment did you have to make against that?
Well, not a great deal. I mean, you just everything is designed to, you know, to have options to it, available options. Sometimes they work, sometimes they didn't. And I mean, that didn't create a major issue for us during the course of the ball game. I mean, we weren't effective that all the time, but it didn't create the major concern for us. There were other things that caused us more problems.
Coach, a lot of times it looks like Tyler's drawing so much attention, so when Curry has him, I guess, are you able to see things kind of loosening up for Tyler too?
Well, I don't know. It just you have to see that week in and week out. I mean, how somebody else will line up to play any of our receivers remains to be seen, and that's something you just have to filter through during the course of a ball game and define, you know, how it's going to be done, and hopefully you can define it, and you know, then move on to, you know, whatever. You know, if you put a great deal of emphasis on one, you know, I've always said this, and I think it's true. You know, you can. There isn't anything you can't take away, and you know, you can take away the running game, you can take away the passing game, you can take away virtually anything you want to. But you know, normally you leave yourself in a little bit of disarray in other areas, and that's up to us to be able to find what those are when that takes place.
Coach, again on Curry, 121 yards against Auburn, 120 tonight. You should kind of talk about how you see him evolving during the senior season, and just what he really
means. Well, I think everybody, you know, you judge people on how many catches they have, and that's you know, that's 11 plays. He played 70 plays. Okay, so it's 15, if my math is right. There's 59 others. Is that right? That's okay. That close. Anyway, you know, there's another 59 plays that make a difference. And that's true for everybody. So it's not just the fact that you know caught the ball. People talk about his progress. He's been a good player since I can remember. You know, it's just sometimes you get your opportunities, sometimes you don't. And there's a couple of ball games he had more opportunities than he did. Otherwise, that doesn't mean he played any less effectively in other ball games.
How impressive was that kind of catch by Curry in the end zone, the one-hander?
That's going to be the. Don't they have a? What is it? Tell me the show. The top 10 plays of the day. Is that what it is? That better make it.
And also, if I can revisit this, just getting off the start you guys were able to against Texas Tech, which can be potentially dangerous, how big was that for you guys to get that edge early?
Well, I mean, it's better than the alternative. And like I've tried to reiterate a minute ago, you know, you have to play the whole thing. You know, you got to play 60 minutes. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, you look around the country and you see it all the time. You know, you can jump out ahead and say, hey, it's a great start. You know, and if you don't finish, then it wasn't worth much. So, yeah, I mean, you just got to play all the time.
Bill, I know you've got enough to worry about play here, but numbers 2, 3, 4, and 6 all lost today. Can you just give me a general feeling of the state of college football and how odd this year seems to be going with the parity in the game?
Well, you know, it's I really can't answer the question because I don't know. You know, I mean, outside of, you know, this building and my home, there isn't much of anything that I know much about. But, you know, it's we've put such a major emphasis on what? On the playoffs, right? So nobody talks about games anymore. They just talk about playoffs. So that's all you hear. And so we've lost sight of the games, you know, of playing. And, you know, we're not in that conversation, but there were 50-some-odd thousand people here that had a heck of a time tonight. That was important to them. They care less about, you know, the other stuff. But we're losing sight, you know. You go on tonight on whatever those shows are, you know. Now you can talk about this game and exciting game, etc. It's, well, this team moves up, this team moves down, and all those things were, all those projections were made, you know, before anybody stepped foot on the field, you know. So somebody is number 1 or number 2 or number 3 or 2, 4, 6, whatever numbers you read off, you know, that was before the sun came up. That's my vent for the day.
Considering how the schedule is this year and the momentum you have right now, is it a good time for an off week?
Well, I was asked that after one of the other ball games, and I don't know when are good times anymore for off weeks. It's kind of how you respond, isn't it? I mean, isn't that the nature of what you teach your children? It's how you respond to things, and you know, it's how we respond to an open date. And I don't know. You know, one week's different than the next sometimes. You know, you would some common sense might tell you, or at least some projections might tell you that, you know, if you're playing well, then, you know, to keep on playing might be a good thing. You know, I don't know. You know, it's just like I said before, you know, ask me after it's over. You know, ask me 2 weeks at this time, depending on what time we play that ball game, because it may be a 4 in the morning game, right? Something like that.